It's GAK's Gear of the Year!
Hello and welcome to the GAK.co.uk Guitar Shop Podcast. I'm your host Mark Packham, who is with me this evening.
Hello, my name's Jay. I'm the assistant manager here in the guitar store.
Hello, my name's Matt and I'm the manager.
Hello, I'm Joe and I'm here for bass related queries.
Probably enough. Good. So we're back and it is the final part of our 2014 Gear of the Year deliberations, where basically we take the winners of the categories of the last 4 days, Monday to Thursday. Go back and if you're coming in at this point,
stop
the podcast now. Go back and
collaborate and listen.
I mean, definitely go back to the first podcast we ever did and listen to them all.
Should we be silent for a minute to give people time to do that?
Yeah, stop the podcast now.
Right now.
We'll just wait. We won't wait. This is silly.
Right, okay.
Yeah, pause this. Come back to it later.
How many podcasts have we done
off the top of my head, this is about episode number 92? No, it's not 98.
Right, okay.
92 or 93, something like that.
That is a lot of time to be...
And they're about an hour each.
We're not quite going to hit 100 in this year.
No.
No, but that's good. 100 into the new year.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm sure we'll do something fun for the 100. Maybe we do like a live thing again. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
That'll be the last one, right?
Yeah. We only do 100. It's a limited series of 100.
Right. No, limited edition.
This is ongoing. This will never stop. You can never stop the podcast, is what I'm saying.
Don't stop moving to that funky, funky beat.
Indeed. So what we're doing. So if you've not heard Monday to Thursday's podcast this week, do that and you'll find out why these winners have won the categories they have done. But now we're going to work out which is the best bit of gear of 2014 out of this short list.
One.
Best guitar.
Out of this what?
Short list.
You definitely said
short list.
Like two words. Yeah, it's like a list that isn't very long.
But that's what it is.
As opposed to a short list.
Okay.
Best guitar.
Was the Washburn Solar.
Best amplifier.
The Randall Satan.
Weirdest piece of gear.
That was not the order I was expecting you to do it.
But I knew as soon as you started this, you weren't going to be able to carry on.
I'll do it. Okay, right. best guitar. The
Washburn Solar.
Oh, God. The Washburn Solar. Best amp, the Randall Satan. Best bass product, the Fender Classic Player Rascal Bass. Best pedal, the Strymon Deco. 2014's best product of 2013, the TC Electronic Ditto Looper. Listener's choice, the Electro-Harmonix Soul Food. Biggest surprise, the Blackstar Fly 3. And weirdest gear, the Ibanez RG6KPWK. Those are the products that are fighting out for best bit of gear 2014.
See, I'm going to let you in with a little behind the scenes spoiler here. The podcast that we recorded and put out yesterday, we actually only recorded about 20 minutes.
What
we
are
only
talking
finished
about
20 minutes ago. So we're rolling straight into it. And as soon as we finished that, we were like, right, so how did we do this last year? How are we gonna narrow it down? And we're like, no, let's just keep it fresh. We'll don't talk too much about it. We'll just do it on the fly. And I was like, you know what? It's gonna be easy to narrow this down. We'll get rid of the rubbish ones and then we'll jump in with the good ones and then have a proper debate about it. But reading through that list, I honestly don't think I can be like, right, that one is the first one to go. I think it's a lot more difficult.
It is a selection of very, very good products. And I would say almost a better selection than what we had last year.
It's definitely up there.
If I was to say, out of all of those things, the one thing that should probably go first would be the Ditto. Well,
this is the first point of order. Can the category winner of 2014's best product of 2013 realistically win Gear of the Year 2014?
If it can't, then it shouldn't have been there in the first place. And no, it is here now. I think it's valid that it's there.
But I'd say
now as we get, I mean, but
we're getting to the nitty gritty now. Needed to talk about those.
Even next to the
because
deck.
We couldn't think of
No. There was plenty of other categories.
I agree. I think it was a really great category. And I think it was important that we revisited things because I think it said a lot about the base six.
Yeah.
You know, I think
it won last year but didn't win this year.
But I think the reason it should go is that I think in that year, these sort of products have had more time to develop, and I don't think it's up there necessarily in terms of the best looper available on the market.
Yeah.
And I think there's other loopers that we maybe haven't talked about that maybe didn't make the cut of the you know, best pedal. Because there was, I think, other pedals. And I think
if the RC1 had been up against the Ditto, I think the RC1.
Well, I mean, because I think the RC.
Really? I haven't played the RC1 yet.
Yeah, but the RC1, although it features the same control buttons, has got the addition of having the extra foot switch, so it gives you the extra stop and start.
Yeah.
So I think
being a proper size as well.
Yeah, just, I think so.
Just on technical grounds, I think we'd be shaming the year 2014 by allowing 2013's bit of kit to win.
I can sort of see where you're coming from.
So, okay, cool. So
have you got some sort of elimination noise lined up? I feel like you should have.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Go on. So we're saying we're all in agreement eliminated. The Ditto Looper is not on the final, does not go through to the final.
Ditto Looper eliminated.
Yeah, it comes to
that. Was exactly what I wanted you to do. So that means we get the easy ones out of the way first, and I think that is the easiest one to lop off this list. So we're down to Fender Classic Player Rascal Bass, the Washburn Solar, Electro-Harmonic Soul Food, Ibanez RG6 KPWK, the Randall Satan, Blackstar Fly 3, and the Strymon Deco. Who wants to nominate one to go, and then we'll talk about why?
I would like to nominate the Ibanez.
To go?
I also really hate Muse.
No, but the thing is, I don't hate Muse. I don't listen to them, but I don't hate them. But for me...
Well, that's why you don't hate them.
Yeah. It's definitely... This is...
But for me, I was just going to say, me, I think it's not a product... I mean, effectively, what they've taken is a cool body shape and put a humbucker in it and then gone, I'll stick a gas pad on it. I mean, they could have just Velcroed it on there. They didn't. They cut it out and they put a little circuit in there.
They have done it in a very, very sleek manner. You know, they've routed it out and I think maybe this is one that should go. And the reason for it possibly going is, did it make the cut for 2014's Best Guitar of the Year?
That's a valid point.
No, exactly. It's only there because it's the weirdest piece of gear. But I guess... There's such different criteria almost to weirdest and best that
I completely agree. Yeah.
I think this needs to be. This is weird because we're all agreeing so far.
But we're getting rid of the easy stuff first.
You know, I think the key to remember is that these eight products are the top eight products we think this year.
Oh yeah, this isn't a shortfall of any of the products we're lobbing off at the moment.
I just don't think that is. I would be a little bit disappointed if that was in the top three.
I think Jay raised the most valid point when he said, if this truly was the best gear of the year, this would have been nominated for best guitar.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible bit of gear, but it's incredible because it's so weird.
Yeah.
And it didn't fit in best guitar, which is why it was perfect for weirdest gear.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think the Ibanez RG6 KPWK has been eliminated.
Right, okay, cool. So what are we down? Sorry.
Why do you think I just looked at you intensely?
Right, sorry. RGKP.
No, RG6KP.
I'm just going to call it that.
Okay, fine, do what you need.
RG6KP eliminated.
There we go. So what are we thinking next and why?
I mean, I've got a suggestion, but I don't want to jump in with two in a row.
No, go on. This is an open platform.
I'm going to say Rascal Bass.
No, this needs to carry on. It's top three.
No way.
No. I tell you what we should be talking about right now is the Randall Satan.
No, the Randall Satan's good. It's the best amp I've heard for a long time.
But it's just another amp.
I just don't think the Rascal is.
No, the Rascal
different
is...
and co- not. It's cool, but is it? Is it just different for the sake of, we need to make something really different, but does it make, is it good because it is different?
No, I don't good. Think the Rascal is top three.
Let's keep those two there. Jay, if you had to lose one off this list for now, what would it be?
Give me a rundown again.
So we've got the Fender Classic Player Rascal, Rascal Bass, the Washburn Solar, Electroharmonic Soul Food, Randall Satan, Blackstar Fly 3, Strymon Deco.
I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, we pretty much, we're not losing it. I think we've got to look at it as we're ranking it.
We're raking it in.
It's still in the top eight pieces of gear this year.
Can I go the other way and can I give you a reason for... Oh, no, I don't want to go the other way.
No, you can't go the other way. We have to.
You can do after this one, I think. We need to lose one more, then we can talk about what's locked in and then we can fight over what's sitting in between those. What bit of kit has got to go next?
Other than the Rascal Bass.
No, the Rascal Bass should be going at this stage. Not along with the Ditto and the whatever I've just forgotten.
I mean, the only other thing that I could say would, for me, maybe not breaking the top five would be the Fly 3.
I would put forward a case that the Fly 3 should be there over the Satan.
I agree.
No, because I don't think the Fly 3 is usable enough. It sounds great.
I disagree. I don't think the Satan is usable enough. I would say that the Fly 3 is way more usable for a way broader spectrum of people than the Satan. The Satan is a banging amp. It's well good. And I realise I'm kind of contradicting myself if I say that, you know, well, did the Fly 3 make 2014's best amplifier list? No, it did not. But I still think that that is a better bit of kit than the
I think the
Fly 3 over the Satan.
No, I mean I'm really flying the flag for the Satan. So
the Satan was great, but I think for me, the Fly 3 is something that literally anybody could buy and find a use for. You know, my mum and dad could buy a Fly 3 and they could plug their computer into it.
That's a convincing argument.
Yeah.
But that is a convincing argument for it to stay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, isn't it just appealing, you know, anyone could get one of those and get enjoyment out of it.
Anyone could get a Satan and get enjoyment out of it. But, I must admit, that is a valid point. I think for me, though, the Satan is the first Valve amp I've played in a while that has been thought about from the ground up. They've not gone, let's make a Marshall clone, let's make a Fender clone. They've gone, right.
But the thing you're overlooking about the Satan is it isn't as good as the Orange Jewel Dark, which got vetoed.
Yeah, but we decided that wasn't
good. Okay, fine. But
I'm going to throw a curveball. Strymon Deco.
No. For me, that is the number one product on this.
Really?
List. Yeah.
Over because, Soul Food.
Yes, because as a product, is the only thing on that list that no one has ever done.
What about the Fly 3? The Fly 3 has never been done before.
It's a mini amp,
but it's not a mini
amp. It is a mini amp.
We're not talking about top three right now.
We're talking about what's got to go.
But I'm thinking the Deco and Soul Food are going to end up in our top three.
I think the Deco, if you look at that, it's the only time someone's gone, pedals. What can we do that hasn't already been done? Because in that is a unit.
The Electroharmonic Analogizer.
No.
They did it.
No, they didn't. Because the Deco is...
Is it not just a combination of other effects,
No,
though?
It's not. It's tape to... It's They've digitally recreated and modelled two analog tape decks. Because everything you get from that, all of those effects that we hear now, chorus, phaser, flanger, echo, comes from old modulating old tapes. And no one has ever done that.
Okay, what about the Solar?
Solar's a lock-in for me.
The Solar's a lock-in?
Lock-in.
What, for the top four?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Right. For me,
it's the only guitar this year that I've picked up and gone, this is really different from other stuff. And it's a Super Strat kind of guitar, but it doesn't feel like an Ibanez. To me, there was just something about it that was like,
yeah.
I normally hate this type of guitar.
But you could say that about, within their own field, you could say that about everything else that we haven't got rid of so far.
That's the point. We are talking about the top
six.
The top six products of this year.
I mean, I'm going back to Fly 3. So you say anyone can use it.
I think anyone could use Fly 3.
I think sixth place is respectable for the Fly 3 to bow out.
I think what you've got to bear in mind is you say, right, so, you know, your mum and dad could buy it and plug it into their computer, but would they walk into a guitar shop and think they were going to buy a product like that? Or would they walk into Curry's and buy a small pair of hi-fi speakers?
You know, of course they would, yeah. But what I was using that simply as an illustration for...
What I'm saying is that... only guitar players are going to buy it and find those extra uses.
Yeah.
And I think it's difficult because we're going to say, well, at £79, we're probably going to sell a lot more Fly 3s than we're going to sell.
I didn't really mean it in terms of how many we're going to sell. I didn't really mean it in terms
You mean it's got the most uses for it, but appeals to the
broader store. Yeah, 100%.
It's the best sounding mini amp by. Some of the bigger amps, you know, even something like a Fender Frontman 10G or something like that, I'd still probably have a Fly 3 over that.
I'd go with the Fly 3 over that, yeah.
But I think if we think about this list and what else is left on it, I think we are looking at the Rascal and the Fly 3 being the next two to dip out.
Yeah. I mean, I think let's lose one and then we'll talk about our lock-ins, what's locked into our top four. I mean, Fly 3, is it... the gear of the year? Is it even with a shout of gear of the year 2014?
I think not once the Soul Food and Deco are there. And
is the Fly 3 there?
Well, okay, let's go the other way. Let's just do it at once. Let's yell out our top four each. Let's go with our top four. What are your top four for this year? What are your lock-ins? What would you say are the four best things of this year?
Okay, so I'm going to go Soul Food. These are in no order, by the way. I'm just looking at the list. Soul Food, Solar, Satan, Deco are my lock-ins.
Okay. Mate?
I'm going to have to go with the Strymon, so the Deco, the Solar, the Satan. And to be honest, they would be my top three. I would really struggle to put...
Well, let go of the fourth.
I'm going to say the Soul Food... but I'm unsure on it, and I will explain my reasons.
Joe Brown. Joe?
Yeah, Deco, Soul Food, Solar,
Satan.
What's left? Sorry.
You're not getting the Rascal.
You've got the Rascal, the Solar.
Because I know it won't be
the Soul Food.
Yeah, but go with really your like one it. Then. Go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, go with what you want.
Yeah.
It's not.
I think realistically, in comparison. To those
thing is, if you so if you wanted the Rascal in your top four, even if it doesn't make it, if there's a vote for it to be in a top four, then that automatically means that the Fly 3 is number six on this list.
Yeah,
okay, well, what are your other three?
I'm not putting the Satan in, so it is going to be the Rascal, the Solar, the Soul Food, and the Deco.
Jacobs,
I would go again in no order. The Fly 3, the Soul Food.
That's just made it even more difficult.
The Deco, and I don't know. Between the Randall, the Washburn, and the Rascal is tough for me. I would put those three below the three that I've The Solar, I think.
Okay. The Solar.
So essentially where we've landed is that the Fly 3 and the Rascal are not making our top four collectively.
Collectively, yeah. Right. That's yeah.
Where do they fall on the list?
I would put the Fly 3 above the Rascal.
I think I would too, yeah.
Okay, fine. So this list...
If it's bottoming them out that way, yeah. I think maybe, yeah, the even though I just put the Rascal in my top four,
You're thinking now you've heard the wisdom of the group, basically. Yeah. So counting down from number 10, we've got Ditto. Eight. Ditto, the Ibanez Chaos Pad guitars.
So, and what's the next one?
The
Rascal.
Classic player Rascal bass.
Has been eliminated.
Good. And the Black Star Fly 3.
Has been decimated.
Wow.
Wow. That's okay.
That's a big word.
So we're left with the...
So we are left with our final four Gear of the Year products are the Washburn...
We missed the final five joke.
Oh, we did miss the final five joke. The Washburn Solar, the Electro-Harmonic Soul Food, the Randall Satan, and the Strymon Deco.
So how do we do this now? Do we talk about
has made both his bits of gear have made the top four?
And I bet you, I bet he's got a Soul Food, and I bet he's got a Deco as well.
Yeah, got a Deco.
So I think what we should do. I mean, I think it was quite obvious from just talking then that maybe fourth place is the Satan. How do we feel about that?
I think so. I think if I was going to pick a top three,
yeah.
Well, you said you wouldn't put the soul food in the top three.
There was surprisingly there was some trepidation about the soul food.
What's actually, but I think if I was going to drop one, I'd probably drop the solar. However, with the soul food, the thing I've got about the soul food is yes, it's great. We've probably sold more of that than any other. I think it's probably our biggest selling product this year, bar like generic like streams
really?
And leads. I think so. We must have sold nearly 100. I would have thought easily.
I mean, it's been massive.
Yeah, I mean, I know it has, but
and I know that since we started really going on about it, and we've really sold a lot, and it's a great product. It is an amazing product, but effectively, what they've done is taken a product that everyone really wants and just made a cheaper version.
But
of
like
it.
You know, you can
and
say that, but we've sold loads of those. We've sold loads of those PV. PA things.
Escort series. No, I'm
we
not.
We must have sold close to 100 of those. So I don't think sales is. I mean, you know, to a certain degree,
yeah,
the amount
well,
of
no,
stuff.
He's arguing again. He's saying that soul food's not.
And no, the reason that it, Matt's saying the reason it's sold a lot is because they've taken an existing product type.
You know,
that sort of like clone that we've that's been talked about a lot. And basically put it in a smaller and less expensive
and
box.
Just a more affordable box.
But that's I think that's what's so good about it.
I mean, it is an amazing pedal. It's just that I'm thinking, in terms of breaking boundaries, in terms of other products on this list, I don't think it does that. I think it's a very inexpensive and very good sounding overdrive. Yes, I think most people should probably own one. However, I would say most people show one because it's a great Swiss Army knife style pedal. It covers a lot of bases. It covers a clean boost, a treble boost, and a drive.
Cover bass as well.
And it does cover bass. But does it, you know, is it, I hate to use the phrase, but is it a game changer? Really?
But I don't necessarily think that the best thing of the year needs to be a game changer. Especially in hindsight, because I think that was one of the big things that we went with last year. I think it was like, right, what is the game changer of this year? And we were like, 100%
last year,
absent, and we were like 100% game changer base six. And then on reflection, it's like,
But the thing is, I think everything that realistically we've got on that list is a game changer.
Is it though?
I think so, and I just don't think it's the biggest one.
I think the only way we can do this is we just have to chisel away, basically. We've got four products left. Which one of these would you strike from the list right now before we get any further into this? Matt Knight.
I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to say Soul Food. I don't think I'm going to put it in the top three.
Joe Branton.
Satan.
J Cross.
Satan.
I mean, I'm going to have to go with the... I'm going to go Satan. I think Satan...
I mean, I'm happy that it's landed in the top four.
I think the Satan's got to go.
It's not a naysay on it.
I suppose the problem is...
I have a special investment in the Solar, and I think the Solar...
I'll make sure I bleep that.
I think the thing is that we're not... I don't know, I feel bad. I almost feel like we're dissing it, but we're not.
We're saying it is an amazing bit of
so
kit,
good,
but it's there's not everything can be number one. The Satan, I think...
Not everyone can win a gold medal.
As we talked about, indeed.
It's cold though, isn't it? It's like we're denying fourth is such a bad place to finish.
It is.
Now, hold on, what's... So you got gold, silver, bronze and...
And then
fourth.
The rest of them.
Fourth.
The rest. Also Rans.
He can have a little chocolate medal. Halfway up the... For our top eight, that means it was the halfway point.
That's in between fourth and fifth.
And when you think that we stock... You know, how many new products have come out this year? Maybe like 300, 400, something like that?
Nice.
You know, it's pretty incredible to be the fourth. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about how good the Satan is. Just a quality bit of kit, and like you say, a bit of a game changer, but there are three other products on this list that perhaps deserve the crown a touch more. So, unfortunately, the Randall Satan
has been desecrated.
Wow, that is like the next
step. That's an even
longer
word.
So the Satan comes in at number four. So we've got three things left. Electro-Harmonic Soul Food, Washburn Solar, and the Strymon Deco. What are we thinking?
I mean, Matt's laid his cards on the table.
I mean, Matt,
I mean, I'm not going to talk about any other products apart from
Matt. Matt's laid his cards down on the table.
So you're 100% Strymon is the best bit of kit this year.
I think it's the best product this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it won the best product next year.
What? Like, because you reckon that 2015's best product of 2014 will be the Deco, and nothing better will be released. So we'll
They've even updated it since it's released and added things onto it, and I've got a feeling that there's going to be other applications
It is an incredible product. The fact that it nearly didn't make it into this list, if the three of us hadn't broken the rules.
I mean, the thing is with that product is you don't have to use it. You don't even have to use it for guitar. You can use it as a reel-to-reel.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one.
It's a recording product.
It hits all of the sort of like it touches all bases for us, which is like, firstly, it's just a make gooder.
Yeah,
like you turn it.
It's a make gooder pedal. You know, you turn it on and it makes you sound gooder, and like that is. You know, I just want pedals you just leave on.
But then so does the Soul Food. The Soul Food just makes things sound better.
Absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, I mean...
I suppose if we're going to take... Well...
Is this going to be a fight? Essentially, I think, is this going to be a fight between the Soul Food and the Deco?
I think the Solar is the best piece of gear.
Really, my top two would be the Soul Food and the Deco.
Damn it. I just think Washburn to release a guitar that is now in the top three,
I think is incredible. I think it's incredible, and I think that is definitely well worth, you know, driving home.
Fender aren't in there. Squire like last year.
I mean, the thing is for me, the Solar. The reason I prefer it over the Soul Food is the fact that it was one of the first guitars that I picked up this year and thought, well, I don't really like guitars like this. But, you know, I'll play them, I'll talk about them, and, you know, if a customer wants to go for something like that, we'll go down that route. But, I mean, you know...
It is a metal guitar that you want to play.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that you
didn't have to play metal on it.
I really like it. Exactly. And it's, like you say, it's a metal guitar that you want to pick up and just have fun with. And you don't even have to think about it. It just plays really well.
You don't even have to play metal on it. It's just a really...
You know, stop tail bridge and stuff like that. It's just...
Everything about it is brilliant.
This is so tough.
Everything about it is brilliant. But
there's lots of other brilliant stuff. So, Matt, if you were going to do a top three right now, what would they be in what order?
Well, you have a top... Oh, right. I understand.
Yeah, in which order would these three fall?
I'm going to say Soul Food, Solar... Okay, 3-1.
Oh, okay, right. 3-1. You're going the wrong way around.
Yeah. Okay.
No, because one is best, so it comes to last.
Joe Branton, third, second, first.
Soul Food in at third, and then I'm really struggling which way round to put these two, because I agree with everything that Matt said about the Deco. It is right, and I'm kind of thinking about where we're going to be next year, and we're saying just like how happy we are with the Basics. You know, we've said Basics definitely deserved to win 2013. It definitely was the best product of 2013, and I'm thinking, like, if we walked away from this and we were saying the Deco, I think I'd be happy with that.
No, but does that not make an argument for the Soul Food? I can see the Deco in a year we might not be talking about it because they will have made something else. The Soul Food is a pedal for the eight, that is a brilliant sounding
Soul Food. The Soul Food, I genuinely think, could be our generation's Big Muff.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to keep the Solar in the game and put that first. The Deco second.
I just think they're going to rinse it very, very quickly, and people are going to get bored of it very, very quickly.
What, like they have with the TU3? And they have the
Big Muff and the Crybaby.
Yeah, but...
And the Crybaby. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying. Like, it's...
But they're already starting to add it into loads. But that's what they've done with so many other products. They've gone... It's that, how can we make another product without doing any work? And it's like, well... And then people just like, oh, it's just... And the thing is, people are already... The thing is, people...
Well, you look like the million iterations of the crybaby or the big part.
No, but the thing is, right, so this particular clone-type pedal,
yeah,
everyone is starting to do it, and people are going mad for all other products that are copying it, and people just kind of jump from one to the next. So are people going to think, oh, that was a great product, or are people going to think, well, I've got the next clone pedal.
It's not innovative enough.
I've got the next clone pedal, I've got the other clone pedal. Oh, this one also sounds like that one, because they all, in effect, do the same thing.
Where does
the sound difference come in these two clone pedals?
Where did the Ditto come... Did the Ditto hit the top three last year?
No.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
No. I think top three was the Ed Sheeran, the Bass 6, and something else.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Ditto.
But my point there is, you know, we were raving about the Ditto last year, and I'm sure that one of us put forward, or maybe we did, we'd had a couple of conversations with the guys from Boss and just said, listen, you're definitely going to release an RC1 or something. And they were like, well, we can't really talk about it. So we kind of had an inkling that something like that was going to come out. And perhaps we didn't say it explicitly, but we definitely knew that something like that was going to come out. And yet we still put the Ditto all the way at the top. But we knew it was going to come out.
If we knew it was going to come out, and we did, and we just, it hasn't been out yet, so we haven't been able to talk about it. And I just think that the soul food just isn't there, because I think someone else will do something next year and will be like, God, I can't believe we're talking about the soul food when this pedal came out, and look how good that one is.
What way round will you put your three?
My three would be in reverse order. In 3-2-1 would be the Solar, the Deco, and then the soul food.
So I think on aggregate, the Solar is probably ending up as our third place.
How is that? He put it second.
You put it second. This is so tough.
This is complete deadlock. This isn't the Solar.
The three of us have gone. In fact, there's no aggregate here.
They're all different orders.
We're all on 3 points here.
Do you know what I would do?
I will change up.
So mine would be Deco, Solar, Soul Food, which isn't helpful at all.
No, that's so unhelpful. Mm. All right, I'm going to switch mine up.
Okay.
This
is what we need. This is the movement that we need.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to do this, because I think I'm going to accept that the Solar is not going to win when...
You're such a Lannister, jumping ship at the first sign.
You just
want to
be back the winner.
Such a Lannister.
No, I'm considering you two fellas and the fact that we're definitely not going to have a heavy metal guitar win on half.
Genuinely, I think that, you know, we've been pretty. You know that me and Packham are punk rock through and through, but I think that when it comes to this sort of stuff, we're pretty objective.
Okay, well, how about
we allow the Solar to gracefully bow out in third place, so it doesn't get involved in the Soul Food versus Deco fight.
This is what I was going to say, is if we put that in third place, realistically, I might be wrong here, but it sounds like me and Joe are going
for two against
Deco,
two?
And Mark and Jay are going for the...
I think this is why the Solar
You were Soul Food?
I was Soul Food, yeah.
The Solar has to bow out at third to save it.
So, guys who listen to weird ambient progressive stuff have got to take Becco, and the two guys who listen to punk have got to drive.
That sounds about right.
So,
before we get down to the business, I think we should allow the Solar to bow out now.
Okay.
The Washburn Solar in third place...
has been removed.
That was rubbish.
Right, should I do another one?
No, that's fine. Leave it as was.
Has been executed.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
Bowed out gracefully.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I definitely have gone bowed out gracefully.
Okay, so let's get down to it. Why should the Deco be number one?
I think, as I said earlier, it's the only product on this list that is something that is genuinely new in terms of our generation of guitar pedals, amps and effects. There's nothing else that sounds like it, that emulates it.
I don't think that's true.
I think that is true, and that's what it's got in its favour.
I don't think that's true. I think that whilst... Okay, yes, there are certain tweaks, but I think that there are aspects of the analogizer. I think there are aspects of a tape echo. You know, I think there are aspects of the RE20. I think there are aspects of the RT20, you know, although you're not using... No. I think there are, you know... Yeah, but I don't think it's completely revolutionary.
But what did all of those pedals come from? Reel-to-reel tape.
And yes, that is, yeah.
And so what they are technically doing is
This is the ultimate of
this is basically because the thing is the tape echo, it's not tape echo in the RE20 sense, which is recording onto tape. Yeah. This is basically lagging an already recorded sound between two tape decks. So when you're actually bouncing across two outputs, you're physically lagging two different time rails.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the deco is incredible. I think it's beautiful. It sounds amazing. It makes me sound all right. You know, it's like it's great.
But then why is the soul food better?
I feel reluctant to bring. I'm going to talk over you, Joe.
No, go for it.
I feel reluctant to bring price into it, but.
No, you can't.
I feel reluctant to do it, but
Joe, say what you've got to say. I've got a few words.
This is exactly what you're saying is exactly why I think the deco's in. Because what we are talking about is a £50 drive pedal. Of course it was popular. Of course it's good. Of course everyone wants one. Yeah, it's £50 and it sounds great. And for that reason, would we be saying this if the soul food was £300? But you know what? The deco is £300, and we are saying this about the deco. The deco has been bought by loads of people, and it's hugely expensive. It's loads more money than a regular pedal, but more people have bought the deco than I think have bought any other extremely high-end pedal.
People are buying a unit they've technically never owned. Like, if you buy a delay, you've owned a delay before. If you buy a soul food, you've owned a drive before. If you buy a deco, you've never owned something that does those effects before. You are going into new territory.
Okay,
and that's why it's Gear of the Year.
See, Matt is fiercely trying to win this because he didn't get any products from the when going into the top eight.
So my reasoning for the soul food, firstly, I bought one. I'd love a deco. It's too expensive.
Buy a deco.
I can't afford it. And I think a lot of people will not be able to afford them. It doesn't matter how good a bit of kit is, if it is just too much money and you can't actually afford to buy it. It could be, you know, it could be made out of gold. It could be the best thing ever. But if you can't afford to buy one, then that case renders it pointless. Number two, the category that the soul food won was listener's choice. Surely we have to take into consideration what everyone out there is feeling about this.
That is a cheap ploy.
No, it's not a cheap ploy. It's not a cheap ploy.
The listeners were free to choose whatever they wanted, and the overwhelming majority said the soul food.
Without any discussion or argument, it was just people picking stuff.
No, yeah, it was people picking it, and then we said, right, okay, you've picked, like, all of you have picked the same four or five products. Now vote on those, as we've done here. And the soul food was overwhelmingly the most popular. My final point is, which of these is going to appear on a huge number of bands' boards that you see live? Ah. Which of these is going to go down as the pedal that is going to define the next probably 2 years, you know, of guitar music?
By that tokens, tuner pedals should win every single year.
But you say that. I think if we'd been doing this podcast 3 years ago, I think the Polytune would have won.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that my only problem with bringing cost into it is that I think the thing is like Joe said, at £50 you're going to buy one regardless.
Of course, that's why I brought it in reluctantly because it's good as well though.
I mean, it's not. It's two on this list. It must be good.
It is good, but as listener's choice, it's £50. Everybody voted for it. Probably has one.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true.
Of course you favour equipment.
However,
you have.
I must put this out there about the soul food. As people know, I did sell mine.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, are we getting caught up in the tidal wave of everyone going, oh yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's great, it's great. And then actually when you sit down and you compare it.
But didn't you buy it, you bought a clone?
Yeah, because it sounded better. It sounded better. Because actually when I A-B'd the two, I went, no, it's not as good. And actually that's what I'm saying, so many The thing is the guy that designed the original circuit is based on said, look, I know I made no money from this because everyone copied my designs. And everyone is still continuing to copy. I'm not saying whether some of these products are good, but so many people are just copying that design. And for that reason, for me, it's a great product, but it's just anyone could, Digitech could have done it. Maybe necessarily if Digitech done it, would we have cared as much? Because we might not have necessarily plugged it in. Electro-Harmonix are a cooler brand, realistically, in most of our eyes. They're a cool, they're almost like the cheap boutique brand. Where the Strymon has really, they've really gone to town.
I'm not sure I go with that argument, because how often do we bring up the bass synthwire? You know?
It's an incredible pedal for £35.
But in a sort of jokey way, not
no,
in
no,
a,
no, yeah, in a
but
great
you
way.
Would, no, but you wouldn't use that seriously as you would use a drive pedal. I think the thing is anyone, we could have picked any drive pedal for £50 and gone, well, yeah, it's £50. It's great. It sounds great for £50. It sounds great for £50.
But then...
If it was £300, if it was the more expensive drive pedal range, if it was a Tube Screamer, 808 sound good. 808 Pro sounds very similar. That's £289 and comes in a big metal box. If but they did a Soul Food Pro,
but that's why
like
it's not on
quid.
This list, though. It's because, yeah, it's a great sounding pedal and it came out this year. Yeah. But it's way too expensive
I think there was a big tidal wave behind it, and I think a lot of people... I mean, the thing is, I've seen, you know, a lot. I think a lot of people have bought them and then thought about it afterwards. And I think a lot of people who have bought a Deco would have probably thought about what they use it for and go... Actually, that's a great product because it's so well thought out what I'm going to use it for. Whereas if you've got £50 to burn, you're just going to go, oh, yeah, that, yeah.
I'll tell you how this is boiling down. It's boiling down to you two saying it's £50 and us... So the Deco is definitely
say,
the best
it's
product.
£50.
I don't...
But if there was no price, I meant literally as in a product, the Deco is definitely better.
Yeah.
But the Deco is £300 and the Soul Food is
£50. I'm going to...
So as soon as you bring in... Cost obviously does have an impact on this.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
If they were both £300, we'd definitely say the Deco. But if they were both £50, we'd definitely say the Deco.
I would say if you didn't know how much either of them cost, and you put both of them in a line, and play both of them, which one would you buy? Realistically, if you play both of them together. Which one would you buy?
I mean, I think you would go for the Deco, but...
So surely that means it's a better product.
Because then
you've gone, well, you just go, the Deco's cool because it's different and it sounds awesome. The Soul Food sounds good, but it's just a drive pedal, so I think I'd go for the Deco because it sounds cooler. And then when you start looking into it and you think about all the extra stuff you can do, and I think that, as Joe's put, that's what it boils down to, is if you plug both in, which product would you realistically buy? If you were like, I've got a credit card and it's got a £5,000 limit on it, but you didn't know what either of them cost.
I'm struggling to reconcile is, can I realistically say that the best gear of this year is one that probably less than 1% of guitar players can afford to have on their board.
But you just said it there, the best bit of gear of 2014, the best bit of gear, the best thing.
But think, I think with both products is realistically, we sold but all of them, all our allocations straight away. Both of them were gone. So both products, we didn't really get to try until the second batch came in, majority of which, both of those were already sold. But I think a lot of people jumped on the Soul Food because it was a copy and it was built by Electro-Harmonix, who have already got a big name behind them. But yes, less people are going to buy it. The Deco, because it is more money. But I think realistically, as I say, for me, I think if you were going to plug both in, which one would you have bought?
J-Cross, have they convinced you?
I mean,
and Jay loves the RE20, and I know that if you plugged in the Deco, he would have gone.
It's tough. It is tough because I think the thing.
We need to wrap this up. We need to make a decision.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Do we concede?
Okay,
they've made a very convincing argument.
I think we should concede. I do think we should concede to this because, and it does come down to the fact that if both pedals were £50, and someone said, which of these two is better for £50? You'd say, yeah, the Deco's better for £50. And if someone said, which of these is... I think it's Joe's point that sealed it for me. It's if both of the pedals are 50 quid, which one would you say is better? If both pedals are 300 quid, which one would you say is better? I'm not going to... But that in the same breath, you know, I'm not going to buy a Clone Centaur because I'm not going to spend 300 quid on a drive pedal. I don't want to spend 300 quid on a drive pedal. I would consider spending 300 quid on a deco.
Okay.
I do think that speaks volumes.
I mean, there we go. Then you've just made the decision.
Yeah.
I think it's a tough argument. I think this is great, by the slimmest of margins. It really is, because I didn't want to bring cost into it, because I think that at NAMM this year, imagine Gibson bring out a £3,000 like Les Paul standard that we plug in and is incredible. I don't want to set a precedent that says, okay, well, it comes down to price. You know, because imagine this Gibson comes out and it's, you know, it changes the way that we do everything. You know, I don't want to set the precedent that, like, it's like, okay, cool, well, which one's better for the money? You know, I
suppose in a way, realistically, Deco is made in America, Soul Foods are made in the Far East. It's, you know, the boxes are assembled in the USA, but the circuitry is built in Far East. It's cheaper to produce. Strymon, their building team is like less than 10 people, and they hand wire everything. That just costs more.
And if we're talking about the best thing, I mean, this is the year that the Deco came out. I think to have a £50 drive pedal coming second.
It's incredible.
Well, in that case, shall we say that the Electro-Harmonic Soul Food
has been exiled.
Very good. So that is the end of the Gear of the Year. Let's do a quick rundown. At number 8, the TC Electronics Ditto Looper. Number 7, the Ibanez RG6KP. Number 7. Number 6, the Fender Classic Player Rascal Bass. Number 5, the Blackstar Fly 3.
Yeah.
Number 4, the Randall Satan Head.
Yeah.
Number 3, the Washburn Solar.
Yes.
Number 2, the Electro-Harmonic Soul Food. Yeah. And at number 1...
the Strymon Deco!
There we go. Strymon Deco, number 1.
Wow.
Gear of the Year 2014. I think it's going to be our last podcast for this year.
What do you think if at NAMM, just quickly, they went, yeah, we love that.
Discontinued.
No, it's now 50 quid, so...
We worked out how we could sell more as we made it 50 quid. Thanks for listening this year. I think unless we might do something in before Christmas, if we might fit something in, but I think this is going to be it for the year.
It's the GAK Christmas party on Saturday. Maybe we should just like... the four of us should just get pissed and then sit at the corner.
We should definitely
talk.
Not do that.
Okay, right.
Thanks for joining us this year. Been a massive, massive upsurge in listeners across the course of this year.
Upsurge.
Thanks to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds group, which has grown from nothing into like a ridiculous guitar sort of community.
4 million.
It's not 4 million.
In all seriousness, it's very, very cool. I think myself and Matt are on kind of the front line, I guess. You know, we talk to people and guitar nerds, a mixture of guitar nerds and customers and laymen, you know, every single day. And I think we are continually humbled by the fact that people are into this thing that we do once a week, that we sometimes are like, oh God, okay, we've got to do the podcast again tonight. And then we get here and it's like, actually, no, this is brilliant fun. It's great fun. And people are into it. And it's really nice that people are into, you know, us hanging out as four mates. And
chatting away.
And chatting. And, you know, we if people weren't listening to it, we would definitely have stopped doing it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sort of validating this time that we spend when we could be with our girlfriends, or I could be at home playing Xbox by myself in the dark.
This is seriously cutting down your FIFA time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's all worth it.
Yeah.
So, as ever, do join us on the Facebook group or on the regular Facebook page, facebook.com/GAKmusic, or on Twitter at GAK_co_UK, or on the Instagram at GAK_music.
That's right.
Awesome.
But also, as well as that, do come and chat to us. Tell us what you thought of our picks for the 2014 Gear of the Year. You can chat to me basically on Twitter at @mark_random. Matt, how can people find you?
You can email me install@matt.knight@gak.co.uk. You can tweet me @matt_knighty. That's Knight with SIE on the end. Or find me on the Facebook group.
Indeed. Joe? Or in fact, no, let's do Jay. It's usually Jay next. Go on. Let's not break tradition.
Go on.
It's because you're sitting in the seat that I'm normally sitting. That's what it is.
Again.
I've spent the last 3 days sitting on the floor, and I don't like it. I feel like a Ringo.
Next year we'll swap back.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Jay Cross, where can they find you?
You can shoot me an email, jay.cross@gak.co.uk, or find me on the Twitter. At JAYBM1, and I'd like to just point out the fact that it's a pretty momentous week this week, you guys, despite everything else, despite all adversities. I finally I caught up with @mark_random in the Twitter followers
campaign.
Did you?
I love that you know that.
I just happened to have a look at it. I've been checking. So there we go, Mark Random.
Joe, gotcha. Where can they find you?
You can tweet me @Yosef_900, or you can find me on the gram of Insta @Yosef900.
Very good. So again, thanks for listening this year. It's been a good one. Hope you all have a good Christmas and New Year and stuff. And we'll see you in 2015, the future.
Merry Christmas.
In space. See ya.
Bye.
That was great.